It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that from Green Hills Animal Shelter, and it's that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your ever busy schedule to join us here on our Pet of the Week broadcast once more this week, and we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend in Sunny.
Thank you, as always, so much for having us. We are excited to introduce everybody to Sunny. She's only about 6 months old and just as cute as she can be.
We are dealing with the felines this week, and yes, very cute. You can head online to northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week to see pictures of Sunny. Sunny generally has a lot of black in the photos, but some white as well. I was a big fan of the white going up her nose. It looks like a volcano erupting, or like a geyser of water shooting up almost. Terry, if you could tell us a little bit about Sunny, and what makes Sunny Sunny?
Well, Sunny is, with the black and white as you described, what we would call a tuxedo kitten. She kind of looks like she's wearing her tuxedo, but it has spread up her face a little bit. And she came to us when we were having the bitter cold temp. Someone found her and her siblings outside with no mom, and they brought them in to keep them safe overnight from the temperatures and to give them food and water. Because surviving on the streets in extreme cold, you know, that's almost an impossible task sometimes. But the person couldn't keep them forever, so the next day they brought them to the shelter. And they've been safe with us, and now they're ready to look for their forever home.
How have you seen Sunny and her crew adjust to a shelter life? A lot of times, you know, I can only say from my experience, I have a few stray cats that seem to roam around my apartment where I live locally, and it seems like a lot of them, you know, can be shy and timid when it comes to humans and socializing. How have the cats adjusted there at the shelter?
They have adjusted well. Some of course, as with people, some adjust quicker than others. Sunny was a bit shy at first, but, you know, you can't be too cautious when you're living on the streets. You have to be on edge, not edge, but, you know, cautious at all times. But what we've seen is she's been spending time with a special volunteer that really works well with our cats, and she started to come out of her shell. So what we're seeing is a really sweet, endearing personality. She likes to play, and as you can see from the pictures I sent, she's learning the art of cuddling, of snuggling up in an arm and getting cuddles. So she's doing really, really well.
Another reason to check out those photos at northwestmoinfo.com. You can see the cuddles in action. Terry, I know sometimes cats like to roam inside and outside, but I imagine in Sunny's case, now that she's found the inside life to be a bit warmer, she likes it. What kind of forever home situation do you think would be ideal for her?
Well, you're right on the money. I think Sunny would request an indoor-only home. She's seen enough of the outside and struggling to survive, so she's ready to be an indoor girl where she doesn't have to worry about cold or food or water ever again.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information or take that next step, how do they get in contact with you?
They can call us at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work again this week, and hopefully because of all your hard work, we can find Sunny a forever home.
Hey, thank you as always.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.